The next item is 4, update on visioning process and new regional water board organizational chart. Matt St. John.
Is this automatically on? It is. So I'm changing seats, but not changing hats. Good morning, Chairman Corbett, members of the board, Matt St. John, executive officer, and I have the pleasure of presenting to you this morning on key outcomes of a strategic visioning work that our staff has been engaged in over the past 18 months. A primary outcome of this work is a reorganization of our organizational structure, which was implemented at the beginning of this month in 2015. Doesn't seem to be. Helps if it's on. Okay. For my presentation, I will provide an overview of the visioning work, including the goals of the visioning process, and present key outcomes, including a new vision statement for our region, 5 strategic directions developed by our staff, and the new organizational chart for our office. I initiated the all-staff visioning process in order to promote a dialogue among our staff about critical questions, such as, are we being effective in carrying out the mission of the Regional Water Board? Are we addressing the most critical threats to water quality in the North Coast? Are we doing our work in the most efficient and productive manner possible? And what are the changes that are needed within our organization? This visioning work took place, as I mentioned, over the course of approximately 18 months, and we were assisted in the process by Gene Crumley, a professor at UC Davis, who has served as my advisor and as our office's coach and facilitator through this visioning process. The primary goals of the visioning process were to optimize organizational effectiveness and performance, as I mentioned, to promote a dialogue specifically about leadership and organizational performance, to develop a vision statement for our organization, to identify key strategic directions, and to conduct the reorganization. Our visioning work was preceded by a series of classes on leadership, which were taught by Gene Crumley. These classes promoted a critical dialogue among our staff about fundamental principles of leadership, the challenges to leadership and tools to address these challenges, and the individual application of leadership skills to promote organizational development, improve the ways that we do business, and enhance personal job satisfaction. Fundamental to these classes was the notion that all staff have the capacity and the opportunity to be leaders in the work that they do. The first tangible outcome of the leadership process was the development of this vision statement for the North Coast region, and I've mentioned this at previous meetings. The new vision statement is healthy watersheds, effective regulation, strong partnerships. Development of this vision statement by our staff served to unify and focus staff and provides a common sense of shared meaning about the work that we do. In my opinion, the vision statement is both elegantly simple and profound. It describes a goal environmental condition, healthy watersheds, acknowledges the fundamental role of regulation to achieve this condition, but recognizes that effective regulation alone is not enough to achieve water quality standards. Partnerships with our many stakeholders, including permittees, federal, state, tribal, and local government entities, NGOs, and environmental stakeholders, and with the scientific community, together through strong partnerships, developing and implementing effective regulation, we can achieve healthy watersheds in the North Coast region. So having developed the vision statement, we then embarked on identifying, grouping, selecting, and refining five key strategic directions for our office. These are issues that our staff have identified as critical strategic directions for our office to work on over the next 6 years through 2020. The top vote-getting issue among our staff is addressing the impacts of reduced surface water flows on water quality and beneficial uses. This issue brings attention to the fundamental fact that good water quality requires sufficient water quantity and identifies the need for our office to work within our authority of water quality protection to address the impacts of reduced surface water flows. The second strategic direction is addressing groundwater quality at the groundwater basin scale. Given its hydrology and geology, this region has a lot of groundwater, and much of it is of high quality. Given the generally rural nature of our region, there's widespread dependence on both shallow and deep groundwater for municipal and domestic supply. This strategic direction calls attention to the priority to protect the quality of groundwater and to do so via groundwater management and planning at the groundwater basin scale. The third strategic direction is addressing aquatic habitat protection and restoration at a watershed level. The North Coast is home to vital aquatic life, including listed and threatened species, whose survival depends on good aquatic habitat. Many of our watersheds are still impaired by excess sediment and elevated temperature conditions, largely due to legacy impacts. And some watersheds are impacted by legacy nutrient loads. And we must promote strategies that continue to control new sources of these pollutants while actively promoting restoration projects that are necessary to recover aquatic habitat health. The fourth strategic direction is optimizing our resources by implementing the watershed stewardship approach. Fundamental to this strategic direction is the fact that our organization has limited financial resources. And given these limitations, we must develop and maintain strong partnerships aimed at achieving our mission of water quality protection. The watershed stewardship approach is grounded on principles of partnership, and through partnerships, we can leverage our resources and meet shared goals. Lastly, but certainly not least, staff identified improving the enforcement capabilities of our organization as a key strategic direction for our office. You will hear a little bit more later this morning from Diana Henriol on several of the initiatives that to address this strategic direction. We formed five issue work groups which were focused on the five strategic directions that I just outlined. The work groups have developed working strategies to advance the cause of each of the strategic directions. These work group strategies involved framing issue statements regarding each strategic direction issue, developing SMART goals associated with the issue, that is, goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based, and the issue groups developed specific actions aimed at achieving the goals associated with each of the issues. As I mentioned, you'll be hearing more from Diana about the action strategy for the enforcement work group, and you'll hear about the other strategic directions and their action plans over the coming months. One of the most significant outcomes of the visioning process is the implementation of a new organizational structure for our office. The objectives in developing a new org chart for our office were to facilitate the realization of our new vision statement and these strategic directions, to promote cross-program and cross-unit coordination and synergies among the programs, and to balance division and unit workloads. So this is the new organizational chart, and included in your packets and on the table outside are copies of this new org chart. The chart on the slide shows the new divisions and new unit names and the associated staff assignments. There's a second chart in your packets that identifies the key functions of each of the units, and I'm going to summarize those now. So the new organizational structure includes three divisions: a non-point source and surface water protection division, a point source and groundwater protection division, and a planning, stewardship, and compliance assurance division. There are 9 technical units, 3 units for each of the 3 divisions, and 1 administrative support unit. And in addition, a key component of the new organizational structure are 4 specialist positions, which I will describe in a few minutes. So first I'm going to talk about the non-point source and surface water protection division. This division was previously called the non-point source and timber harvest division. And the division includes both a southern and a northern non-point source and forestry unit, two separate units. These units work on timber harvest plans on private and public lands. They implement the U.S. Forest Service non-point source conditional waiver. They address the water quality issues associated with roads, and they implement our dairy program. The third unit in the non-point source and surface water protection division is the non-point source and 401 certification unit, whose primary charge is developing 401 water quality certifications, as well as addressing gravel, bank, and suction dredge mining issues, working on vineyards and grazing issues, and doing review of CEQA documents. The point source and groundwater protection division divides and regroups the responsibilities of the old core regulatory cleanups and enforcement grants and solid waste units. This division includes the NPDES unit, which focuses on NPDES permits, including those for wastewater treatment facilities and stormwater, including construction, municipal, and industrial stormwater. Also works on recycled water permits and contributes to our effort to review CEQA documents. The cleanups unit is really the most unchanged unit from our previous organizational structure. This unit focuses on cleanup of contaminated groundwater, addressing underground storage tank site cleanup and closure, working on Department of Defense sites, as well as cleanup of contaminated mines. The land disposal and groundwater permitting unit is a new unit and reflects the first time that this organization has assigned a unit to focus on groundwater protection and management outside of the world of groundwater and site cleanup. The waste discharge requirement permitting function of this land disposal and groundwater permitting unit was previously covered by the core regulatory unit and the enforcement grants and solid waste unit, and also addresses solid waste, wineries, on-site wastewater treatment systems, and other permits for discharges to land. The Planning, Stewardship, and Compliance Assurance Division also includes new units and new unit responsibilities. The previous planning and TMDL units have been reorganized into a planning unit that whose function now includes TMDL development, as well as other planning efforts to address impaired waters, as well as regional policy development that lead to basin plan amendments. The new Adaptive Watershed Management Unit includes monitoring, assessment, and reporting functions, work on TMDL implementation and implementing watershed stewardship programs, as well as developing our agricultural lands discharge program and the permits associated with that program, and finally administering our grants program. Finally, the new Compliance Assurance Unit retains the functions of the previous enforcement unit, but adds the new work associated with the Cannabis Waste Discharge Regulatory and Enforcement Program. The five key strategic directions are implemented through the work within each of the three divisions, and this table identifies those strategic direction issues that will be addressed by each of the three divisions. So the divisions here are shown on this column: the non-point source and surface water protection division, point source and groundwater protection, and then our planning, stewardship, and compliance assurance division. And the matrix just shows of the different strategic directions, which division is addressing the various issues. We're in the process of forming cross-division and cross-program teams to work on each of these strategic directions. And we refer to this team approach as right angle or matrix, or a matrix management approach. As I mentioned, one of the key components of the new organizational chart are four specialist positions. These specialists serve the entire office and will be working, whose fundamental work will be addressing the five key strategic direction issues. The four specialist positions include Clayton Krager, who, as you know, is our watershed stewardship coordinator. Clayton's been implementing the watershed stewardship efforts in the Klamath Basin and is now helping to develop and promote stewardship initiatives in the Elk River watershed, as well as several Mendocino coastal watersheds. And as the watershed stewardship coordinator, Clayton will be coordinating our internal cross-division team assignments on the strategic direction initiatives. Brian McFadden is our flow and riparian specialist. These specialist responsibilities are an expansion of his previous duties as our temperature specialist. In this capacity, Brian serves as our liaison with the State Board's Division of Water Rights, and he will be instrumental in advancing how this region addresses the impacts of reduced surface water flow. The other two specialist positions are a restoration specialist and a groundwater assessment and planning specialist. These are new proposed positions that we are in the process of creating and to get approval from the State Water Board to create these new positions. As the names of the positions imply, the restoration and groundwater assessment and planning specialists will be key to addressing two of our strategic directions. So we're hoping that we're going to be able, that we'll get approval to create these new positions and that we'll be able to fill the positions this year. These four specialists will be working together in various capacities to address the strategic directions. They'll be doing this by developing the scientific basis for new policy, developing new policy, promoting effective regulation, and leading in our internal cross-program teams, as well as developing new and nurturing existing partnerships with other organizations. So while we formally launched and are now implementing our new organizational chart this month, there are two supervisory positions that are currently unfilled. We're in the process of recruiting a senior engineer for the new land disposal and groundwater permitting unit, and we anticipate the filing date for that position actually closes today, and we anticipate filling the position within the next month. Until we have filled the position for this new unit, the staff that are assigned to the unit are currently reporting to their previous unit supervisors. The second supervisory position that is vacant is the supervising engineer for the Point Source Control and Groundwater Protection Division. We are awaiting approval from the Department of Finance to reclass one of our existing vacant engineer positions to this supervising engineer position. Once we have received approval from Department of Finance, then we'll be able to advertise for this vacant supervising engineer position. So until that position is filled, Shinrei has agreed to serve as the interim division chief for this division, while she also is serving as the division chief for our Planning, Stewardship, and Compliance Assurance Division. So I'm very grateful to Shinrei for taking on these extra duties. David Leland is also assisting by supervising Craig Hunt and the cleanups unit. So we hope to be able to begin recruiting for this supervising engineer position within the next few months. So as I mentioned, we've launched or implemented our new organizational structure at the beginning of the month. Some next steps include, as I've mentioned, getting the authorization to fill to create and then fill the two new specialist positions, and to also fill the two vacant supervisory positions. Also, we will be working on developing the cross-program teams who will be, engaged in addressing the five strategic direction issues. And we will provide you updates on each of those strategic direction issues over the coming months. So with that, I welcome any comments from the board or any questions that you have for me about our visioning process or this new org chart. Thank you.
I'll open it up for board members.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt. I know this is something that you've been planning for a while. And I know you've been working to get this all together, and it looks like it's all, the pieces have finally fallen into place for you, and it looks like an exciting rollout. I'm very thrilled about the five key strategic directions. I think these are just spot on with particularly the issues that we have been coming before us, how we have drafted our permits and the vision that we've taken with adopting these, and some of the things that we as a board have brought up as our concerns when we ask questions about certain things. And so I think it all is very tangible here. So just look forward to any of the updates on that. And then the only other thing I saw is on your org chart, you're going to have to update it to include our new legal counselor.
You're absolutely correct.
Going to be in a dynamic
DOA
chart
on arrival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Board Member Noren.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also support this. I look at this with an eye towards the future as well. You know, we have an org chart that finally, I pulled this out the other night and just looked at it, and I see an agency that's actually starting to form itself anew, right, that we have seen over the last 5 years, especially some of the end of the institutional retirement. I was here when Luis walked out the door, right, a guy that I'd worked with for 20 years as a consultant, and it's sometimes really hard to watch all that knowledge, and he wasn't the only one. We've seen tremendous staff people walk out of here, and that happens, and that's going to continue to happen. But at the same time, I'm reminded in looking at this of the renewal of the agency and the people that are here, and the work that comes out of this agency is tremendous. And I think that this is really good. I totally agree with Jeff. The strategic directions I think are really well thought and position us well for the, I think, some of the coming challenges that we have, and reorganize us in an alignment with, I think, of where we're going to go. So I think congratulations to you and staff for getting to here. I'm sure it wasn't easy. I think that, again, looking at this, I think this is kind of our future right here for what I see. And I thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Okay, Board Member Massey.
Well, thank you, Mr. Corbin. I'm very, very encouraged by it, because I think the problems that we faced arbitrarily 20 years ago are not the problems that we are facing today. And I think when you look at the numbers for temperature readings for the planet over the last 20 years, it's pretty obvious that global warming is a much bigger issue than we have ever thought it would be. And this is a chance to be able to deal with that much better than what we had as an organizational chart for arbitrarily the late 90s. So I'm very encouraged by it, and I would congratulate you, as Mr. Noren said, and the staff for having put this together. I think we are in a position now to deal with things that perhaps 20 years ago we could not have done it with that charge. Thank you.
Board Member Giusti, do you have?
I just have a few. The first is, I think, what this calls and suggests that we need some type of board visioning planning session to make sure we're all on the same page, I think would be critical. And I do want to indicate, I think the watershed is getting closer to this concept of going back more to the planning provisions of the Port of Cologne Act, and by structuring the projects and what we improve and how we do it, that's the best prevention of all. Then we're not regulating problems, but we're preventing them. So I like that emphasis, probably would even make it stronger. I do think it'd be useful background to the board to give the state board performance reviews they do of all the regional boards and their actions, just as background to this board, although that tends to be a very backward-looking document, but still we want to do good with the old. And then lastly, and I've already gotten some pushback from some, but I do think the adaptive management provisions in waste discharge requirements is a future that's opening up for us from a regulatory standpoint. And just like the old waivers used to be a waiver and then they became a regulatory waiver, and one of the reasons was to avoid the prohibitions in the Port of Cologne Act about specifying the manner of compliance. Well, we've really legally solved that. Wasn't that way when I came on the board, but we've legally solved that, and we're going to watershed-wide permits. I think because the permanency, we either can shorten the time on them or we can start looking at adaptive management. And to reassure some of the critics, where they're concerned that means we're going to avoid making hard decisions. No, I think we need to make the hard decisions in the permits. But at the same time, I think a way to progress further down the regulatory line that will give both more certainty to the regulated community and a little better environmental protection will be having adaptive management. Historically, that's associated more with loosening regulations. I want a more neutral adaptive management that's both stronger or weaker depending on the ground facts. So, and then I guess one last thing, and I talked to you and you, and I'll have your answer go on the record, but I did think global warming almost as a topic or staff somehow incorporated into the staff. And the other one, where this, and that's very strongly backed by the governor. We're lucky to have such a great governor on that issue. But he's telling all the agencies, including us, to step up to the plate on that. And then I do think California is undergoing a massive change in its marine resources. And that may be more just organizing all our stuff in a single marine type of regulatory unit. But I do think that's another area where I'd like some in-house staff expertise developed, because that's the state's moving very fast, very broad there, and it's going to be I just think that's a good spot for us to take a look at. And generally the state on that has been totally urban oriented. Well, as you know, we're remote, and I think sometimes if we get ahead of the curve, we can shape it to be something really good for the North Coast, as opposed to trying to cope with a very rigid state reg that it really works great in Southern California, but we can't find the people to regulate here. Right. So, and thank you for your work.
Good. Well, thanks all of you for your support and that feedback. Really appreciate it. Regarding climate change, as you know, it's one of the top priorities as part of our triennial review to develop a policy addressing impacts of climate change on water quality, but I think there definitely is the opportunity to fold that into our strategic visioning and the way that we frame that issue. I'll just say that the credit really goes to staff on all of this work. It was a long process. It had its bumps and starts. It was always a very organic process that really grew out of the initiative and the passion of our staff, who are incredibly committed to the work that they do. So the credit to this new our visioning work really goes to staff. Thanks a lot.
And then to board members, do you agree with my thought that we would need some type of board planning session in the reasonable future? General agreement. Okay. I'm going to work on a way to implement it, and then I think we'll come have some document back to the board for the board input, and then we'll figure out a way to implement with a set deadline. Okay? Thank you. And now we can, the next item is